91X News.
It's 2 degrees and partly cloudy at noon. I'm Megan Matais. Journalism students at Loyalist College have been busy building the foundation of their hyperlocal websites, and today is launch day. Students focusing in online journalism as part of the college's Journalism Online Print and Broadcast program have picked a specific area of interest to base their individual sites on. The sites cover topics as diverse as campus news, local youth culture, and investigative crime in Belleville. Jerome Lassard of the Belleville Intelligencer says he thinks it's a great way to share local content and be involved with the community. He says it's a great way to connect with a local audience and share the experience and vision of each individual journalist. A 23-year-old Marmara male has been charged with operating a motor vehicle at excessive speeds. On November 23rd, Central Hastings OPP stopped a vehicle for speeding on Cordova Road. The vehicle was traveling at 103 kilometers per hour in a posted 50 kilometer per hour residential area. As a result, the driver has had both his license suspended and vehicle impounded for a period of 7 days. Provincial police say the driver of a transport truck that landed in a ditch off a highway near Chatham overnight was impaired. Police say they received reports about a tractor trailer swerving on the westbound lanes of the highway around 12:20 a.m. They say moments later, a witness reported seeing the truck going off the highway and into a ditch. The impact tore the vehicle apart, which spilled the rice it was carrying all over the road. The driver, a 59-year-old Quebec man, was taken to hospital with minor injuries and later charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle. Police say the highway ramp will remain closed for several hours so crews can clean up the rice. The clock is ticking for Toronto Mayor Rob Ford to file an appeal after a judge ordered him kicked from office for breaching conflict of interest rules. Ford says he will fight tooth and nail against the ruling, which he blamed on left-wing politics. A judge yesterday ruled Ford showed willful blindness by not stepping aside from a council vote on repaying money he had solicited for a private purpose using city letterhead. The ruling won't kick in for 2 weeks to give the city time to deal with the situation. Ford has 30 days to file an appeal in the case. The owners of a mall that collapsed in Northern Ontario this summer are asking a public inquiry to keep some of their documents secret. Normally, material deemed relevant to the proceedings would form part of a public record. In response, Commissioner Paul Bélanger has notified participants and media lawyers that they have the right to make submissions objecting to the confidentiality demands. In their application, mall owners Robert Nazarian and his son Levon say that they have given the commission sensitive financial statements that they want to keep out of public view. The documentation was part of their request to prove to Bélanger they needed taxpayers to pay for their legal help at the inquiry. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has put the preliminary damage estimate from Superstorm Sandy in his state at more than $29 billion. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state's bill will be slightly higher.
In terms of numbers, our recovery cost is about $32 billion. Originally, we had estimated it to be about 30, so it's right about where we thought it would be.
Cuomo says the $32 billion is for repairs and restoration and does not include an additional $9 billion needed to head off damage for future storms. Egyptian police have fired tear gas at hundreds of demonstrators who have been pelting officers with rocks in Cairo. Thousands of protesters are packed into Cairo's Tahrir Square to try to force President Mohamed Morsi to take back the decrees granting him near absolute powers. Morsi's declaration last week has energized and to some degree unified the mostly liberal and secular opposition after months of divisions and uncertainty. The opposition says the decrees give Morsi near dictatorial powers, but the president says they are necessary to protect the revolution. Syrian warplanes have bombed an olive press, killing at least 20 people. Mark Lavi has more.
It's the season when Syrian farmers take their olives to factories to press them into oil. A large crowd was waiting at one in the north when Syrian warplanes bombed them. It's just one of many air raids the Syrian Air Force has been carrying out, targeting rebel forces. This one hit non-combatants. farmers and Syria's large olive oil industry. A local activist called the raid a massacre. 40,000 people have been killed so far in Syria's civil war. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Inventors have come up with a new kind of chocolate that doesn't melt. British-based Cadbury's call it temperature-tolerant chocolate. Try that again. They call it temperature-tolerant chocolate. There we go. The new bars of dairy milk stay completely solid for up to 3 hours, even at 40 degrees Celsius. The company is now eyeing a big market potential in several hot countries, including India and Brazil. That's 91X News. Sports is next.
Hero's Sports Bar is your place to meet with friends and play some pool. With tons of flat screens all over the place, you will never miss any of your favorite sporting events. Loyalist College students get 50% off pool with student IDs. Hero's has a clean, fun, and friendly atmosphere that is great anytime. Especially great for meeting up with friends before heading downstairs for a night of dancing at Little Texas. Little Texas Nightclub and Hero Sports Bar, 290 North Front Street, Belleville. Be sure to like them on Facebook under Little Texas Heroes.
This is 91X Sports. In Lancer action tonight, both women and men's basketball teams face off against Fleming at home. The first game belongs to the girls at 6, followed by the boys at 8. Tomorrow, the volleyball teams are set to play Seneca on Lancer turf, ladies at 6 and men at 8. Tonight in the OHL, it's London versus Kitchener at 7 and Oshawa versus Peterborough at 7:05. The Bulls are gearing up for their game tomorrow night in Niagara for a 7:05 puck drop. In the NBA, the Houston Rockets will be playing with heavy hearts tonight when they host the Toronto Raptors. The team will be without coach Kevin McHale, who is mourning the death of his 23-year-old daughter. The struggling Raptors bring a 4-game losing streak into the game. Houston is looking for a third straight win. The Miami Heat won't have the services of forward Shane Battier for a few days. He is suffering from what the team is calling a slight sprain to his knee. Battier says he believes the injury which he suffered in the game last Saturday with Cleveland could have been a lot worse than it is. Toronto sports fans are getting ready to enjoy a rare treat, a championship party in their own backyard. The Toronto Argonauts will parade the Grey Cup through the streets of Canada's largest city today to celebrate their 35-22 win over the Calgary Stampeders in the 100th edition of the CFL Championship game. The procession will start near Union Station and will proceed up Bay Street to Toronto City Hall, where city officials will declare it Toronto Argonauts Day. It's the first championship parade in Toronto since the Argonauts won the Grey Cup in 2004 and will be a shot in the arm for the city's long-suffering sports fans. The NHL and its Players Association have agreed to have U.S. federal mediators join the stalled labor talks. The Federal Mediation and Counseling Service has assigned two mediators to assist in negotiations to end the lockout. Their decisions would be non-binding. Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly expects talks between the owners and players to resume this week. The lockout is into day 73. The Toronto Blue Jays coaching team for the 2013 season is starting to take shape. The club announced that new manager John Gibbons has filled 5 of the spots on his staff. Toronto is looking for a new bullpen coach. That's sports. Here's 91X weather. Today, skies are clear, becoming a mix of sun and cloud with a high of +2. Tonight, there will be increasing cloudiness and a low of -6. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of flurries in the morning and early afternoon. The high is +3. Thursday, we're looking at some clouds with 30% chance of flurries or rain showers. The low is -3 and a high of 6. At 12:09, it's 2 degrees. I'm Megan Matice with your 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 1.
91X is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville. And the home of New Music Mondays, all Monday long on Quinty's New Rock Source, 91X.